from the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Three U.S. dairy organizations are urging Japan to respect current trade relationships as they review the European Union's list of common food names during trade talks. Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation tells Brownfield they, along with the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the International Dairy Foods Association, sent a joint letter to Japanese ministers stating Japan should not overlook the significance of the EU food name list while negotiating trade. Japan is the third largest market for U.S. cheese. On Capitol Hill last week, congressional Democrats held a news conference highlighting their $40 billion plan to bring high-speed internet service to all Americans. According to AgriPulse, a key part of the party's new economic agenda, a better deal, would allow internet providers to compete for network expansion projects, while private companies, co-ops, and local governments could apply for grants. The initiative also calls for an upgrade of the nation's critical safety infrastructure, specifically the aging 911 system. Attorneys general in two dozen states have written to the EPA urging the agency to permanently abolish the embattled 2015 Waters of the United States rule. Brownfield reports the letter says the WOTUS rule violates the Clean Water Act, the Administrative Procedure Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, and the U.S. Constitution and conflicts with Supreme Court decisions. It asks the EPA to enforce pre-existing rules until more concise language can be adopted. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.